Al McBean, last year you were pitching for Columbus in the minor leagues when suddenly you were called up to the majors, to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, at that time, the Pirates were the World Series champions. When you got word to report to the Pirates, how did you feel about it?
Well, I tell you one thing, I was very surprised, you know, because I figured like this, there were other guys down there who were much better than I was, you know.
No, I don't know. Why were they better than you?
Well, they had better stuff. Some of the guys had a better control than I was, and most of the guys had better records than I had.
But evidently the Pittsburgh people felt differently about it because they brought you up. But there was a feeling of excitement about it for you, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. It was a great feeling. I said, gee, from down there up there, it's a big jump, especially in such a short time, you know?
Al, with the Pirates last season, you pitched 74 innings. You struck out 49. That's pretty good. At the same time, you gave 42 bases on balls, and that's not so good. Now, what happened?
Well, that seemed to be my trouble, see? I have a sinker ball, which I find very hard to control. This ball goes in on the right-handed hitter and away from a left-handed hitter. And it's very hard to control, especially when you're in trouble. You know, you try to make it so fine and it goes away. And that's how I walk a lot of guys, because it goes down, down, down all the time, see?
Is there anything that you've been trying to do about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I have it mastered now, this year.
Well, how do you overcome a problem like that?
Well, constant work. You got to keep working on it.
Did you work during the winter at home on the Virgin Islands?
Well, I played in Ponce, Puerto Rico. I had a 7-9 record with them, and I tried. That was the most important pitch for me. I kept using that pitch more than all the other pitches I ever had, you know. I didn't use too many curveballs, mostly sinker balls and fastballs.
In other words, you use the winter leagues to get rid of the rough edges.
Not exactly, because, you know, well, down there, I'm well known. Everybody look for me to have a good year. So I try my best down there, the same as I do up here.
Mm-hmm. What was your earned run average in the winter league?
It was 280 something. Mm-hmm. 287, I think it was.
And how did you do on bases on balls as compared with strikeouts?
Oh, I was way low. Way low on bases on balls. I did really good on bases on balls this time. They don't want too many guys.
Al McBean, did you always want to be a baseball player?
No, I started off as a photographer from 1957 and 56 and 57. Started off as a photographer working for a local paper, Home Journal. And I wasn't too much interested in baseball, but playing every Sunday, you know, I mean, just for relaxation. Then I heard these guys were coming in town, you know. My boss said, look, you better go up there and take some pictures, you know. So on my way going up there, this guy said, you're not going? I said, well, I don't know. So he says, well, look, you come up anyway. So I go up there, and those guys give me spikes and gloves and all that kind of stuff. And says, go on. How he said, let me see you throw, you know. So I go on and throw. He says, sit down. And he said, let me see you run. I ran a few races with some guys. And he says, let me see you throw from the outfield. I go and throw from the outfield. Not accurate, you know, but strong. He said, look, you got a strong arm. I'm going to make you a pitcher. I said, okay, I pitched before, you know, just fooling around. So he said, I'll invite you to spring training. I came down to spring training, and he said, let me see you pitch. He and both Howie and Ricky, late Mr. Ricky, were betting on the sideline. He said, let me see a curveball. So I started bouncing curveballs all over the place, and Ricky said, that guy has a good curveball. I mean, as far as I was concerned, it was bad because it never got to the plate, you know?
And suddenly you were a professional baseball player. You know, I was talking to your manager, Danny Murtaugh, before, and I asked him about your wildness, and Danny said you're a much better pitcher than the record shows where the bases and balls are concerned. And he explained that you, in your pitching, you try to be too fine. And he said this happens with all new pitchers, all young fellas. What they don't realize is that the hitters in baseball, those who are really good, that they hit as many bad balls out of the ballpark as good balls. But he expressed really much confidence in you.
Everybody around here telling me, oh, he's too cocky. He's a hot dog. He's this, he's that. So I'm trying to kind of level it off a little, you know, be a little cocky and then a little quiet in between, you know, because from the first time I started playing baseball, everyone said, hey, that guy's too cocky. Look at him. He's a showboat, you know. So I don't want to please the people. I want to please myself, of course. But then I have to live with the people. So I say, well, I just kind of
you also have to live with yourself.
That's right.
No, you have to live with yourself, too. You be yourself, Al McBean. Take the chance and see what happens. I'm sure it'll be all right. Now, here you are wearing the uniform of the Pittsburgh Pirates, wearing a Major League uniform. How does that feel?
Great. Feels great. You know, I was in Jacksonville Beach. You know, we spring training in Jacksonville Beach. And I would have all these guys coming up to the Major League camp. And I says, I wonder what it feels like to come up here, you know? Then my first year, I came up here and looked at all these guys and said, well, it's a lot of fun, you know, to be around a guy like Maz and Road and Hulk and all those guys, talk with those guys, and actually be a part of the big team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a good feeling.